counties are losing out on funds owed to them every year. This is money that helps pay for road maintenance, police, and education, among other services. That money is supposed to come from mineral companies, but the system intended to collect those taxes is complicated, slow, and makes it easy for companies to pay late or not at all. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
When you look past the courthouse in downtown Pinedale, there are rolling hills dotted with sagebrush and thin, dark shapes. Those are oil and gas rigs. They're the largest contributor to revenue out here, but sometimes when those companies remove resources from the ground, they don't pay a key tax to the county. In the years 2006 to 2016, Sublette County has missed out on over $300,000 in tax revenue from mineral companies. County Clerk Mary Lankford explains why that loss is important.
We're dependent on that money to run our shop, run our, you know, all of our different departments, our law enforcement, our jail, the whole bit, and the money doesn't come. Here we are, we've committed the money, we've budgeted the money, and the payments don't get made, so we're short of money.
The tax that's being missed is called ad valorem, a one-time tax paid to counties when a resource is removed from the ground. In Sublette County, ad valorem taxes account for 90% of the budget. A large percentage of that funds schools. The problem with these tax payments going unpaid is systematic. Legally, a company has up to 18 months to pay the tax, leaving plenty of time for things to go wrong, from bankruptcies to selling off assets to simply deciding not to pay. Lankford says Sublette County has to blindly put together its budget without knowing when or how much mineral companies will be paying back in taxes.
That's a nerve-wracking situation because we then have to have a contingency. We have to have a reserve out here to say, okay, what happens if these payments don't get made? Do we have a budget reserve account that we can backfill for those payments that don't get made?
Counties can also miss out on funds because they're not first priority in debt collections when there is a bankruptcy. In fact, right now, Sublette County is fighting with a Texas company over around $4 million the company says they don't need to pay. Lankford says all of these issues become a little bit worse when the budget is tight. Other counties also have this problem. A recent report from the Powder River Basin Resource Council calculates that $42 million are owed to 12 counties in Wyoming in delinquent mineral taxes. The report analyzed the numbers from 2006 to 2016. Hesed Brandout, one of the authors of the report, says this problem can force counties to restructure and even cut services during bust times. She says it's a serious issue.
Because this is where we get our money for not only schools, but trash collection, road maintenance. Cities use this money in all kinds of ways, and we also use it at a state level for our education system.
Brandau explains, unpaid ad valorem taxes also impact school funding. Around 40% of the school foundation's budget comes from property tax revenue, which is mainly from mineral taxes. Any loss can hurt when the state school system is seeing a deficit of over $600 million from the 2016-2017 biennium. Right now, the huge shortfall in mineral tax revenue comes in a big part from the 2015 and 16 market downturn. Here's Brandau again.
This problem isn't going to go away without reform because there will continue to be busts. There will continue to be companies that owe 18-plus months of back taxes.
In the report, Brandau explains there are many simple legislative solutions that could cut back on tax delinquency to counties.
Counties could change collection to a monthly instead of annual collection schedule. If liens were automatically attached to mineral production taxes, counties would be moved up in bankruptcy proceedings. If counties had access to a funding pool at the state level that they could draw from in order to pay for representation in bankruptcy, basically the key is in legislation.
House Revenue Committee Chairman Mike Madden says counties shouldn't be left hanging when companies decide not to pay.
We should not have to rely on counties to go out and be our bill collectors for us. We should at least participate in somewhat of a proportion of what kind of a benefit we would get from those collections that would be well received by county governments, especially smaller counties that aren't, they're not wealthy. Some of them are kind of living hand to mouth.
Reform options are clear to Madden. While the county collects ad valorem taxes every 18 months, it's every month for the state, and the state has significantly lower delinquency rates.
Which tells me that obviously part of the problem, or if not the majority of the problem, is that we don't synchronize and have property taxes due at the same time that severance taxes are due.
There was legislation in 2016 that would fix the problem, but it came during the market downturn, so energy companies helped defeat the bill. Madden says the issue is not scheduled to be discussed this year, but it could again in 2019. An effort that would help counties in the bankruptcy process has been drafted for this session. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.